So just for the record, this is going to be some nigga shit.
I feel like I'm blending into the background.
I feel like I'm blending into the background. My bad.
Put the mic to your mouth.
It is. Don't do that.
The mic wasn't in your mouth.
Don't start with
me. Take off the glasses, too. Who are you trying to be?
I don't want to because I look.
No, you really got to put the mic to your mouth. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I'm looking at the vocals.
You got an attitude. We literally just started.
I don't have an attitude.
All right, well, bring your voice down then.
Excuse me?
God damn.
Like I was saying, this is going to be some nigga shit. I can already feel it. Just because we're late.
We are late.
And it's not going to be a long podcast.
It's not going to be a long podcast.
Nigga shit. Well, this is all thanks to Kristen.
It's not.
This is all Kristen's fault.
It's really not. Oh wow. Because I want to get my nails done for a wedding, and I never get my nails done.
You want to get your nails done. You didn't want to record last night.
Because I was tired because I had been working all day and doing other things.
See, I just want to know where your priorities lie, man. These people want to hear from you.
These people are not paying my bills yet. I don't know why they want to hear from you. They're not paying my bills yet.
We got to get a Patreon.
I love y'all.
Would y'all support our Patreon?
Oh, my God. No one's ever going to tell us that.
What, that they'll support it?
No one's going to. We ask so many questions, and then they ask us questions on Instagram. And I'm like, we answered that. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, people ask us questions on Instagram all the time. And sometimes I'm like, y'all niggas didn't listen to the show at all.
Yeah, because a lot of people on Instagram don't know that it's like a real show that you can listen to weekly, not on Instagram.
Sometimes it's not the same day. I get it. I understand.
On Apple Podcasts, it says we are a bi-weekly show.
Shit, who said that?
They said this is the frequency y'all motherfuckers put out.
Oh, that's what they said?
Yeah.
They said that?
Like, they said that.
All right. You right.
It's fucked up.
That's fucked up because we didn't ask them to say that. I didn't know they would just say that.
Yeah, man. They want the listeners to know what they are in store for.
Bi-weekly, sometimes maybe.
Yeah. It's J-Rod.
Kristen Seville.
And then we had Sex to Podcast, the fastest growing podcast in Belgium.
What?
In Belgium. I don't make the numbers up. I don't know where the numbers come from.
Every time we get an overseas listener, I'm like, did you fuck them? You're the only one that's traveled.
I didn't fuck that many Belgian people to be the
highest
growth.
That many Belgian people. How many people in Belgium did you fuck?
I don't know if I've ever been there. I don't think I've ever been to Belgium. I don't think. I got to think. I got to go back to my passport.
You've been everywhere.
I've been a lot of places.
Wow. Wait, you've been to that many countries that you don't know?
A little bit.
You have to look at your passport to remind you?
Listen, if I was a merchant seaman, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
Are you a merchant seaman?
No.
Okay, then. The fuck? You're a...
If my knees are ashy, I'm sorry, YouTube.
Nah.
That's just how it comes
Mine
sometimes.
Mine might be a little ashy, too. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, we got a wedding that we're going to. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited, too.
Yes.
It should be pretty fun.
One of my best friends in the world is getting married.
Yes.
And it's so funny. She's getting married after knowing the guy. She's known the guy for a while, but they were only dating for about 6 months. And she had asked me right before they got engaged. She was like, is that too short of notice to know someone before you get engaged? And I was like, I would say yeah, but Kristen and I did the same thing. Like,
but we knew each other, though.
Yeah, they knew each other. They knew each other better than we knew each other.
I mean, I'm talking about just the period of time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You thought he was just a new nigga, just popped up.
Yeah, and I was like, damn. She was probably like, oh, he fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how it starts. I didn't know they knew each other. That's cool.
Nah, they knew each other, I think, for about 2 or 3 years.
Literally the same timeline. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, I don't know. But now they're getting married this weekend, and really cool, man. I'm excited for her.
I just want to say, and I don't even know if she's listening, but like, don't think because we all did the same timeline that we don't even know if this is going to work. Like, please just don't use us as a guideline for anything. But
I don't think she did that. Yeah. I think they was just in love, man.
Love is nice.
I think they were more in love than we were.
I mean, what about now?
I mean, now it's different. We married. So it's a different kind of love.
No, it's not different.
When
you're
married,
still
love
me.
The person's farts. Like, that's real marriage.
I don't love your farts. You don't love farts? Shit about your, literally shit about your farts. I don't. That's nasty.
What's something?
Oh my God, wait. Go ahead. No, ask me, because I just thought of something.
What is something that you love that you never thought you would love about me?
This morning, when I came back in the bed to snuggle with you, you were like getting comfortable and you like snorted. Like, you know, just.
And you love that?
And I was like, oh, I even love that.
Yeah, you a weirdo.
Like, I thought about that shit this morning. I was like, wow, it's just, I don't know. Like, it sounded like a song to me.
What fucking song starts with a snort?
And then you were just warm, and I was like, it's just, I don't know, it feels like I'm supposed to be here.
She over here singing Old McDonald.
Nah, you were singing.
And a here.
Oh, really? There. You sound like the babies. Hero. You sound there. Like the babies. Everywhere. All right, that's enough. That's not sexy to anybody else but me. You don't have to keep doing it.
I thought that turned you on. I thought I got you wet just now.
No, when you was laying down and I was snuggling. But when you're just here in my presence, no.
No, whatever. No. We all jump right into the show because we don't have a lot of time once again.
I gotta go get my nails done.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Them shits better look good too. Like,
I never get my nails done. Let's say that.
What does that mean?
I don't do anything for myself. And you know that. You know that. I don't do shit for myself.
That ain't got shit to do with me asking you to make sure that it looks good.
No, you're like, it better look good. Yeah. Like, you didn't set up my nail appointment. I just wanted to go and do something for myself.
Is that part of my job as a husband to set up your nail appointment?
No, but you didn't even say you should get your nails done. I was just like, I would like to get my nails done.
I really don't care. Like, I wish I cared about that kind of stuff, but I don't.
No, you do.
I don't. I don't care if you don't do it. Now, if you're going to do it, then I have some different things that I care about.
Like what?
Design, length.
You cannot tell me what design. You don't like half the shit I wear.
Design, length.
Why?
Well, because then I have to be around you. Like, it's one thing to be around a person that doesn't get their nails done because somebody look at it, she don't get her nails done. It's
you
cool.
have to be around me so my nails will turn you off?
A little bit.
Like, I still don't have a vagina?
Now, I love acrylic. Acrylic feels amazing on my back. So that's part of the win right there.
And it's not even for sexy reasons. It's not like, oh my God, like when you scratch my back, like when we fucking, it's like, no, when you scratch my back, when it itch, like that's the proper length that I want right there. Right. Don't get it. Yeah, no, that's not.
I don't like too long of a nails because it reminds me of like, I think it was SWV back in the day when
you
they all
had. You
don't
want me to like grip the dick with like nails?
No. That
you don't want to see it?
Nothing about that seems sexy.
Why? People love that. I hear about niggas all the time, like claws just wrapped around a dick, just cute nails, like that's sexy.
Nah, it's sexy when you jerk it.
I know, but you don't want to see a pretty hand jerking it?
No, and then I'm going to feel self-conscious if I come on your nails. I'm like, I messed up the nails, man. I don't know what cum does to acrylic.
You right. It probably melted. Your cum probably melted. Because you real, you make babies immediately.
Calm down.
My nails going to get pregnant.
That would be weird. My boy just got a vasectomy.
Yay!
He just got a vasectomy.
We ain't got no sound effects.
He hit me up right before it happened. He hit me up after it happened. I mean, this is my homeboy.
I was about to say, because it is weird to be like, I'm going in. So, yeah.
But he was telling me it was quite painless. He expected more pain than it was. And he was like, they said the worst part was going to be the needle going in. And he said that didn't even bother him. He was like, there were like 3 or 4 moments where it was just uncomfortable, not pain. And those lasted for like 2 or 3 seconds.
I think the pain of having more kids is more pain. Yeah. I think that's what helped him numb him a little bit. He was like, because I just got to do this once. And after that.
Yeah. And you good. I was also asking him after the procedure, well, how long is it until you can have sex again? And he said a week. And he was like, and you're still fertile for the first 30 days.
Oh, nah.
And I was like, 30 days? And he was like, well, technically the first 30 nuts. And I was like, nigga, I can get rid of that in a week. You know what I mean?
By yourself.
By myself.
I know. Just be like, oh, you drained it today?
You got to empty the tank. And I'm like, I can just he don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he has to know. I think he listens. He definitely knows. Just give me a weekend.
30
dude.
Days.
Give me a weekend, a room.
Get you
some coconut.
Give me the
oil.
Right situation. It might be a day and a half.
That's a lot.
Is it?
Yes, that's a lot. But you also come a lot though, so you might hit out two in one.
Yeah, for real.
Psh, look at
for
me.
For real. Also, I found that if you drink a lot of water, you have even more cum. I didn't know this. Hydration really helps with the amount of wetness.
You do and cum. You drink a lot of water.
Nah, but I gotta drink extra water to get that out. To get all of the fertility out.
I think with the water amount that you drink right now, I think you'll be good. Like, cause you're horny constantly.
I am. It's so weird.
Constantly though.
It's so, but I realized that I'm really horny every other day. Like I'm not like every day I want to fuck, but every other day I really want to fuck.
Do you know what it is about that? Like what it is that what makes it.
I don't know, but what I do to know, I don't know. What I do though to find out if I'm really horny is I rub my nipples real quick. Like I wake up in the morning, I stretch, rub my nipples, and I see where I'm at. And if it ain't no tingle, like, oh, this must be a cool day.
What?
Yeah.
This is a light day.
It's a light day, man.
Wow.
Light flow.
That is so interesting to me. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll watch porn just to see if I'm, because you know my sex drive ain't been amazing.
Oh, we know.
Okay, it hasn't been like there for real. So like I'll watch something, and if that does nothing for me, which it hasn't really been, I'm just like, okay, all right.
That takes me to a question, and I'm doing a show a little lopsided today, but you're just bringing something up to my mind.
Okay.
Do you believe that a person needs more than one toy? Sex toy.
More than one?
Mm-hmm.
I think they all do different things, but...
Really?
But I usually only have one toy at a time. That's just me.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I got a friend who has different sex toys. It's a guy. He has different sex toys. And I always wonder, like, why the fuck do you have more than one?
Why do you know that he has all those sex toys?
He told me about it. They're specific sex toys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when he first started getting the sex toys, he told me, yo, have you ever done this? Have you ever got one of these before? And I was mm-hmm. like, nah. Ever since then, he was just telling me, yeah, I got another one of these, da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying?
Is he fucking one person?
Like, currently?
Or just like, yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm like, is it for different people? Maybe they like different things.
No, these are like personal sex toys. Like he don't use these sex toys with other people.
Oh, wait, these are for him.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, I was just like, I knew women that will have like two or three bullets. And I'm like, I don't understand what you need more than one sex toy for. Like, do you get a different nut with a different sex toy?
I don't even know. I didn't even know there were multiple sex toys for dudes.
They're not all called sex toys. They're sex gadgets. Like,
you got to explain that.
Like, I know you got everything from...
It sounds like he MacGyvered some shit.
Well, no. You have, when it comes to men, you have everything from a sleeve to...
I've seen that.
A sex doll.
He has a doll?
I didn't say that, but yes, he does.
So you did say that?
No, you said that.
So does he have a doll?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Does it not matter?
Does it?
Do you want a doll?
I thought about it. And then I was like, one, I don't know where I would put it.
No, you damn sure don't know right now.
Yeah, for real.
The baby gonna come out playing with it. It's like, what's my friend? This is my friend.
Two, I think it would be weird. Like, it's not weird when you walk in on me masturbating, but I think it would be weird if you walked in on me hitting a doll from the back.
Yes.
I feel
yes,
like that would be super weird.
Yes, it would be. And that's weird because we fucked other people. And I've just been like, oh, okay. But no, that would be weird.
I think I agree.
But is it like, this is what I've always wanted to know because I don't know how they're made. Like, you know, when you see blow up things, there's like the place where the plastic meets the, like, the ribbed part? No,
these are anatomically correct.
Oh, those are expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, he has one of those?
Yeah.
He's got money.
Got it. It's anatomically correct.
You gonna tell me who it is?
No, for what?
He got money?
Enough to buy a sex toy.
Those are expensive.
Yeah.
Those are like, are you talking about like the ones we watched the documentary on where they were lifelike?
Lifelike, not only that, but, and I didn't know this until recently, some of them actually get warm.
Oh, shit.
That's what I said. I was like, shit, you are really making this, like, he was giving me a hard sell. Because I was like, I might need to get one.
We gotta get a house first.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Wait, that is so interesting to
me. It is. It is.
I do wanna, I still wanna try that rose thing that everyone keeps talking about. I've seen rose thing? It's a, there's a sex toy called the rose. I really don't even know. I heard there's like suction and I don't know what it is, but it's like apparently the new fucking craze around moms and shit. I don't know what it is, but it's, it looks like a rose and it's, what everybody's getting. And I'm like, if this shit, if they amping it like this, they amping it like they amped the rabbit and they was amping the fuck out of the rabbit. And I got a rabbit and I was like, yeah, okay. Like it was cool, but it wasn't like, like I have to have it. But this shit, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does, but I have to have that.
Well, what makes a good sex toy?
I think it's specific to who the fuck is playing with the toy, honestly. What kind of shit you like? Like for me, I just want, I mean, the penetration to hit a certain spot and then clitoral stimulation some kind of way. Like it has to be, but not like rough. That's why that like with certain toys, I don't like when it's super rough or it's super hard. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes the whatever the flicky thing on the end of it sometimes is like
the flicky thing.
Like it's not pleasurable to me. It just feels like something's scratching my clitoris. Like I don't like that, but I want it to just, you know, something soft and like feel like it's doing what it's supposed to do. I don't want it to feel like a toy. But I also don't want to buy a fucking life-size person if I can just fuck a real person.
I get it. Would you ever have a threesome with a doll?
No. Yeah, what does the doll look like, first of all? I might have to. Do I get to pick the face? Because if I can pick the face, then I might consider it. I don't know.
Let's get into the question of the day.
You know what? That would make it so much easier for us to have a threesome.
If we had a doll?
Yeah, it's like, yo, I guess ain't nobody trying to have no threesome.
Go in the closet.
Yeah. Let's go in the go in the kitchen underneath the sink and
I'm not putting, if I had a sex doll, I'm not putting it under the sink.
You gotta go somewhere where people aren't gonna look, and our kids don't like cleaning dishes. So they're not gonna look under there for the dishwasher. They're not gonna do none of that.
Now I told him what he should do is put it in plain sight and dress it up.
Put it in a book. They ain't gonna read that shit.
In a book.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's a lot of places they ain't gonna go. You gotta get creative.
Terrible. Question of the day. What was the best date you've ever been on? Now, I don't know, last week the people were going crazy because Drake took his girlfriend on a date to Dodger Stadium.
But has he said it's his girlfriend yet,
though? Well, apparently, allegedly, they've been dating for months now.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's he go to the her son's basketball games and everything.
That's very supportive.
Like that's
I appreciate it.
I don't know. You gotta like the person to do that.
Yeah, to show your face.
Either that or you really gotta like basketball.
That's probably why he in it the way he's in it. But like to show your face and for people to be like, that might be the daddy. Like I don't know. Like you are now the daddy on the sidelines.
Yeah, and you know I think because we've never heard of him. We don't hear a lot about his dating life.
We did at one point.
Well, a lot. I'm talking about the serious dating life.
He talks about it in all of his songs.
Well, he talks about that, but he never. You never hear him dating a woman with kids. And now that he has his kid, I wonder if it's like, now that I have a kid, it's easier to date a person with a kid.
You relate a little bit more. I mean, when you just out flying by night and hitting everything in the world, like you don't, literally in the world, he's Drake, but like you don't think about what it is for that person to spend time with you and to spend time with their child. So they there spending time. He's supporting the kid. And, you know, like, I would want somebody to support my kid if I was in a situation. Like, I get it.
I'm not going to lie. Before I had kids, I dated all the chicks with kids. After I had kids.
Snacks. Dad got snacks.
No, I dated. They didn't have a lot of time. So it made the situation much easier. It was like.
To get out.
Yeah, you didn't need all my. You didn't want to spend all my time up because you got a kid.
Oh my God.
But after I had a kid, I was very apprehensive of dealing with women with kids.
I wonder if the women that you had sex with ever listened to this podcast.
I'm sure a couple have.
Because, like, how do they feel now that you really didn't care about their kid like they thought you did? Like, did you buy their kids gifts?
When you're dealing with a person with kids, you have to act like you like the kid until you stop liking the person.
Okay. I've never, I never meet their kids. That's probably what it was. But I've had a kid for a very long time.
I understand. That's not.
And I didn't let everybody meet my kid.
No, definitely not. And that's the other reason why I was very apprehensive with dealing with women with kids after I had a kid. Because it was like, I don't want you to introduce me to your child because I know I ain't shit. And
but you've had a kid for a decent amount of time too, and you was a hoe for a long time.
I was a hoe before I had the kid. That's how I got the kid.
But then you was a hoe while
after
you had
I
the
had
kid.
The kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's how I got more kids. With you.
You was being a hoe with me? You thought I was a hoe?
No. I was a hoe.
So what did that make me?
A hoe participator?
No. Are you kidding me?
No, I was a hoe.
No. Wait, you can't keep putting it back on you. No, what you're not understanding is it was... No. That's not how you got more kids. We did not have kids. See, people don't understand this because it looks like from as fast as everything moved, like I got pregnant and then we got engaged. No, we got engaged before we had kids. You were still being a hoe while you was a fiance?
That don't count.
It's taking you a really long time. That was a long time.
I was, you know what it was? I was fucking like I was a hoe still. Like, you I don't were. Fuck you like I'm a hoe anymore.
Yes, it's either love. It is married dick.
Yeah, I don't give you that.
I think people thought I was being mean when I said that before, but nah, it's married dick now. It's not like,
but I can still do that.
Can you though?
I can, but here's the thing. You don't be ready for that.
How am I not ready for that?
Because you always want to lay around and...
The way you approach me now is not like you trying. It's just like, I want some. It's not like you want some. Like, I feel like you don't be like...
Same words.
You know what I mean? But like, you just want to have sex, but not like, ooh, I got to, like, I want it. Like, I'm trying to...
Well, that's because I've learned masturbation.
So you don't have energy to fuck me anymore? Like
no,
that?
It's not. That is just... After you date a person for so long, or you're married to a person for so long, either you're having sex all the time, so it's not a thing of where I might not. You ever been hungry?
Nigga, I'm hungry now.
Well, when you're hungry, you see some food, it's like, oh, I gotta kill this. But when you're not hungry, but you can eat, you eat it. But it's like, it's a lot more reserved. It's like, okay, I'm still going to fill up my belly. It's just not going to be with the same veracity that it was before.
I don't think that's the word. I think it's like veracity or something.
No.
Veracity is not the word.
Look it up.
It's not. I'm not looking it up right now. We're fucking recording. I got to get my nails done.
Whatever. All I'm saying is that I give you married dick, but I would love to give you some hoe dick. If you would participate.
We're going out of town this weekend. You can give me hoe dick. Do you know we've gone out of town a couple of times and I've come out on purpose naked or in just underwear. And then we're just like,
But here's my issue
He's
with you.
Stuttering.
You never initiate. You always expect me to initiate.
Yeah. I just want to see if you still want me.
No.
Sometimes I think you just play, like, when you walk past me and, like, play with my nipple or do something stupid like that, I think you're just used to it.
Yeah, I like playing with your nipples. That's fun. That's fun for me. That's not sexual.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's non-sexual.
So it just feels like, oh,
but if you get naked,
it's a thing he does.
If you want dick, come get the dick. The dick is here for you. Come get it.
It's with me.
It's you. All you got to do is knock, knock. Who is it?
No, the dick. I'm not knock knocking on shit. I'm not doing that. I just want, you know, we do, but women do that. Well, okay, you know, I hate saying women do this, men do this, but like. We do, sometimes we just, I just want to.
Sometimes, you do it all the time. Name the last time you came for sex.
I haven't. I'll be tired a lot lately. I'm trying to get my energy up this
weekend. And you wonder why you don't get no hoe dick.
I'm trying to get my energy up this weekend. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, have fun and, like, do shit. We don't do shit.
Only you.
What you about to say?
Only you can decide how good the dick is at the end of the day.
No.
Your actions.
How good the dick is?
Your actions.
No, that is all of your job.
No.
That is
your actions will decide how I prepareth and giveth of the dicketh. Your actions. All
right.
So if you come to me like a married woman, just walking around naked, ain't
a
doing
fucking
shit.
Quaker, because you said giveth and prepareth.
You want to come lay around and just chill, you know what I mean? Then I'm going to give you the husband dick. But if you come around me sexy and you like, yo, I bet you won't take this pussy right now. Then I got to show you I will take this pussy right now.
Damn, I don't ever talk like that, though.
You don't.
I just don't.
You don't.
But you know, most of the time I start sex and I'm like,
See, that's the problem, man.
Why?
You're going to be getting married, dick, for the rest of your married life.
Because I'm goofy? You married me as a goofy-ass bitch, and you still had children.
You've always been goofy, but you would have a time when you were ready to throw down. Usually, that's when you would give me head, and I was like, oh, she ready.
So I have to give you head first?
No, but that was my way of knowing that you really wanted the dick. You would give me head. You would volunteer the head. I wouldn't ask you for head. Volunteered it.
I did. You should just give head.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't ever do that no more.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'm just trying to put you on the game, man.
But sometimes you do have to. I mean, I'm tired. It's like you don't even care when I be tired.
Listen, if you tired, then that's all good. I'm just trying to get this nut real quick because it's for my health. You know,
not yet until you get that. You know.
No. I'm just in general. I'm trying to get the nut for my health so I can stay regular. It's like prunes.
It is
like brand. Like the nuts, yeah.
It is?
Yeah. I get nuts to stay regular. Do you know how I am? Well, I don't get no nuts.
That is...
When I'm backed
the
up...
The smartest, dumbest excuse I've ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just... Like, if I walk in on you and you just... Like, I got a shit, so I'm gonna just get this nut out. Like, that's crazy to me. What?
It keeps me regular.
Okay. Listen, I never knew that. That's something new that I learned.
Listen,
I also know that you're a hoe, and I think that that's a lie, but I'm going to let you roll with that for the people.
I mean, I am a hoe, and I do miss being
a hoe.
So
you are currently a hoe?
No. I was a hoe. I have hoe in me. You can never get rid of the hoe in you. Let's just put that out there.
You should. Once you put that ring on, you should have been got rid of
that
bitch.
No, the hoe still lives inside
of
you. No,
you should have got rid of that bitch. That bitch should have been out.
Well, first of all, why my hoe got to be a bitch?
No, all the hoes are bitches.
That's not true. Why? See, you talking bad to the whole community. Whole Why? Community don't feel no way.
And I'm
she
not,
don't know.
And it ain't necessarily just women because you usually say bitch, but nah, you a hoe. A
nah,
bitch.
Man.
It's fun though. I mean, you could still be a bitch. You could be the baddest hoe bitch. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I would want to be if I could have lived my dream out.
Let's go back to the question of the day, man. What was your best date you've ever been on?
Best date? Well, I told you I haven't really had a lot of great dates.
So it should be easy to jot them down.
You know what date I liked? It was actually with you. I told you. It was like Mother's Day you took me out or something like that when we first got together and we went to like a restaurant.
You did tell me that. That's
yeah,
right.
That was like, yeah. And I've had people take me to comedy shows, but I'm also like, nigga, I got us the tickets. Like... It's not, you didn't even think about this. This is, I don't want to, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think that was, because it was just a nice, simple, like, we went, it was nice outside, it was for, we weren't even, like, engaged. We weren't together, I don't think. Engaged like that.
We weren't engaged.
Yeah, no. So it was nice that you even thought to do that for me, because You want your kid at the time. I mean, it is now. But, you know what I mean? That's nice. We appreciate stuff like that. That goes back to Drake, yo. Care about the kid a little bit.
Well, I mean, me taking you out didn't have nothing to do with the kid.
I know, but it was Mother's Day.
Yeah, so I was treating a mother.
Why
that
are you
I
doing? You doing this now because we married?
What?
You being an asshole because we married?
No,
but I'm just. At the time, I thought you cared about my kid.
No, I cared about the kid. The kid was cool. What I'm saying is that I didn't take you out because the kid was cool. Like, I would have took you out even if the kid was an asshole. Which the kid is an asshole. But that's beside the point.
The kid knows she's an asshole. Y'all are both assholes together. But no, it's I really appreciate that. It felt like you was doing something for me. Like,
that's what's up. Yeah. My best date has to be, and I feel like I've said this too, had to be the scavenger hunt that I had for my 30th birthday. Somebody took me out on a scavenger hunt to cross off my bucket list before 30. And I thought that was real dope.
You did tell me that.
Yeah.
You told me that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn. Yeah, I ain't got time to be coming up with shit like that, especially now.
Well, don't give her all the credit. I came up with the list. She just procured the list being completed.
That's still a bomb-ass date, though. That's pretty cool.
It was. My birthday's coming up, just to let you know.
Nigga, I know your birthday's coming up. Don't worry. I always do something.
And I'm not going out of town for my birthday, so.
Oh, I knew you weren't going out of town.
You didn't know that.
No, I did.
How?
Because you weren't. Because I'm doing something for you for your birthday for once. I've done stuff for your birthday, but not like big stuff. And it's not big necessarily, but I want to do something for your birthday.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the listeners. It's corny. I went to the movies and we started getting bored, so we had a popcorn fight. That's cute, though. I thought that was real cute. Glass blowing. Fight. We both talked about that.
Yeah, we want to go glass. Because we watched that fucking Netflix show, and then I was like, that shit looks fun as hell. It looked dangerous, but that shit looked fun as hell.
Hell yeah. Chicago water taxi to Chinatown, walk in the park, food, car sex.
Oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like a young date.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Shorty parents let me borrow their car and she topped me off.
That was the best one?
That sounds like some young shit too.
Also, you didn't have nothing to do with that date. Like, that's not even a date that you planned. That's a date somebody else basically gave you.
That sounds like some high school shit too. Yeah, Shorty's parents let me borrow the car.
And I wonder how old that person is, because nothing's happened since then.
I went and looked at the pictures. That's a young person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then that's fine. It's going to get better.
Hopefully. We were talking about my friend's wedding coming up.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, would you get back with the person that left you at the altar? And not physically left you at the altar, just broke off the wedding or something like that.
Broke off the wedding?
Yeah.
Did I start planning it yet?
Maybe. Would you get back with a person?
I can never say that I wouldn't, because you don't know what happens. You don't know. Like, what shit, like, it would have to be a reason. But if it was for, like, another chick, nah, I'm good on that.
Okay. So if it's not another chick, then you can get back with a person that broke up your wedding.
Maybe, depending on the reason. It would depend on the reason. I can't say no.
I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, you decided that our relationship was not going to take the next step. And now I don't know what to do after that. Like, my fear in getting married was there are no more steps that you take
after that. There's not enough to look forward to.
Right, exactly. So if you didn't want to take that next step, what the fuck are we doing? We just sitting in this purgatory. We just chilling. Why? Because there's nothing else. What are we doing this for?
Maybe it was a good reason, though. And maybe y'all both weren't ready. And wouldn't you both want to be ready if you're getting married?
Nah, man. There's so many arranged marriages that happen all around the world.
Oh, my God.
To have to worry about you being ready for.
Yeah, but their parents probably already got money or something.
Not necessarily. Sometimes that's why arranged marriages happen, because they don't have money.
Maybe. I mean, if you're not, I don't want someone to be with me that isn't ready to be with me. But if something were to happen down the line and you could get ready, then I'm not opposed to
that. It depends on your reason for not being ready.
That's what I'm saying. I think it depends on the reason. I can't just say, just because you broke the wedding off, nothing's ever.
I still couldn't
again.
Be with you, though.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
What, breaking off the wedding?
We've done
like
that
if you break off the 10-year wedding.
The 10-year.
Yeah.
You're gonna have an attitude with me if.
If you call off the 10-year wedding.
What if something important happens? I'm not getting a divorce.
Like what?
I don't know. Nothing. We don't know what's going to happen.
Nothing's happening.
We're
that
not
you gotta
getting a divorce if I stop a fucking 10-year anniversary.
Why did you stop it?
I don't know. Maybe somebody got sick or something happened, or maybe I got a gig. Maybe I got a gig.
Nigga, you will put a gig over our 10-year wedding? Wedding?
In 10 years, hopefully, it's a good one. Depending on the gig, in 10 years, hopefully, it's good.
Nah, son.
You don't think I'm going to be successful in 10 years?
No, it's not that. I'm just That's not what it that. Feels like. I'm just not that person, man. Like, I got feelings. Don't fuck over me like that.
Damn, do you act like I did it to you?
No, I'm just saying. It's. That ain't cool. Now, we don't watch Tyler Perry shows.
Nah.
Even though I hear some of them are okay.
Yeah, I haven't. It's nothing against Tyler Perry. It's not like, you know, you don't support, but it's. I just don't.
I support him.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I just don't gravitate to him.
Yeah. Anyway, the show Sisters was on yesterday, and a lot of people had an issue. I'll just read the caption. It's coming from Rolling Out. Movie mogul Tyler Perry is taking some incoming fire on Wednesday after the airing of latest episode of Sisters, where a male actor admits to having two fathers, likes lace underwear, and enjoys having his prostate tickled. Now, I don't understand what the issue is with men getting their prostates tickled. If you are straight, you are straight. If you like to get your ass played with, you like to get your ass played with. The two do not fucking mix.
And if you know anything,
or don't have to.
If you know anything about good sex, that's where the magic happens.
Sometimes, if she got nails, like
it don't, but it don't even have to go inside. It doesn't. It's literally like right underneath, right between the balls and the
gooch.
That's the place where you tickle it a little bit.
The gooch.
If you do that while you sucking dick.
The gooch, yeah.
You'll get rid of that vasectomy. Them kids, they'll be out. They will be empty. Do you hear me? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. Like, I just don't understand why so many people just view it as being an act of homosexuality.
A lot of people, for one, it's homophobia. There's no other way to get away from that. That's what the issue is. But if you understand body parts and you know your body, if that happens in the privacy of your own home with whoever you're with and the shit feels amazing, I don't understand the issue. That's a issue with, I don't know. Like, well, I don't understand why it's associated with masculinity. Like, I don't want to do that because it's not being, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, you don't want to get a supreme nut.
When the doors are closed and the lights are off, I just want to feel. I don't care what you're doing. For the most part, I just want to feel.
Yeah, you fucking me. You getting some tickles. I'm tickling. I'm tickle, nigga. I'm all in the gooch. All right, go ahead, baby.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just real.
And
I want
press you on it. When you press on it, and then it's like a, I don't know, it's like a thing.
Yeah, like, have fun. Like, sex is supposed to be fun. So have fun with the sex and don't be so hung up on what your boys might think or how you gonna look at this man differently because he enjoys something.
Unless them niggas are in there watching you fucking, why are you so worried about what everybody thinks about what you do in the privacy of your own home? Now, if it was us, I mean, we would, you know, we would do it outside. But, like,
and we would have people watch.
If that is the issue, then that's some shit you gotta get yourself together about.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. I don't understand that. Like, that's such a misconception. Like, y'all have no idea.
If you're dating someone, do you have to have the convo to establish if you're single or not?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
My actions don't tell you that you're not single anymore.
No, I think we need to have a conversation because people date all the time. That's dating. You're dating around, trying to figure out what works for you. No, that's a conversation you should have.
So if we've been dating consistently for the last 3 months, you feel that you're single?
Yeah, like, we would have to talk about it. Hopefully we've had that conversation about 3 months. I don't understand. What do you mean? If we're dating around to see what fucking works for us, me and you, I mean, we exclusive. Like, we whatever, like, I'm dating you and we know that we're dating each other, but I mean...
See, that's why you was being nasty when we first started talking.
No, that's not why I was being nasty.
Well, why the fuck were you being nasty then?
No, that's exactly why I was being nasty. I didn't know what we was doing, and there was dick out there to... Are we talking about me? Or are we talking about you? Are we talking about who was the person? Who asked the question? Are we talking about me? What? Fuck, it is fun. I didn't know if you was fucking other people too. How are we even here? You want me to bring down your list? You have a list written down on paper.
Yeah, but I wasn't adding names to the list. Yeah, when you just talking.
Stayed with your stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You just mad because, never mind.
She was getting new dick?
Nah, man. Don't worry about it, man.
No, say it.
Nah, I was getting good dick. You don't want me to have good dick if I'm also fucking you, too.
So how many people were you fucking at one time?
Baby, are we talking about me?
Yeah, I want to know.
It's been so long, and I'm blinded by all this love I got for you that I wasn't... numbers? The fuck is a number?
How many?
What did Carrie Hilson say? How many? Was that next?
How many?
From when? When we started talking?
Until we said we were going to be together.
How many did I have? I wasn't consistently fucking these people.
Okay, how many did you have?
3?
Was my dick that trash?
No, your dick wasn't trash, but I also knew you were a hoe. It was like common knowledge that you were a hoe. So I wasn't going to feel stupid and be like, nah, he's just fucking me. So what I'm going to do?
3?
What I'm going to do? You fuck someone the day before... We had that conversation the day before. You went and told them that we were going to have that conversation and you fucked them. And you have an attitude with me? Nah, look at me. You ain't got to... Fuck the camera. Look at me. You got an attitude with me?
But 3 people?
Literally the day before. You want to bring up a number? It had been probably a couple... It had been a couple weeks since I had fucked someone. You fucked someone the day before. We sat in a car and you told me that you wanted this to happen. And you fucked someone the day before.
You know, Trey Songz says it's never the right time to say goodbye.
Really? That's not who said that. Chris Brown said that.
You're right. Trey Songz said
this. Oh, is wow. The last you can't time. Even, you can't get your bitches together. You can't get your artists together. Where are we at?
This is the last time. I was just that. It was my last time.
At what kind of playlist you got? You got just an excuses playlist? Because that's what I feel like that is, nigga. I couldn't think of that song off the top of my head. Wow. Next subject.
Oh, man. I don't want to touch this Carrie Hilson one too long. What is the next subject?
I don't know, man.
Well, while we're doing that, go ahead and let them know what's happening August 1st.
Oh, oh no, that was ugly. August 1st, man, it's the live show, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. If you're listening, the promo code for discount tickets is ATWHS for And Then We Had Sex. So it's ATWHS. Put the promo code in. I think you get like $6 off the tickets, but they're not expensive tickets anyway. It's August 1st, Virginia Beach Funny Bone, 7:00. It's gonna be fun as fuck because I didn't already heard about people that are coming, and it's gonna be a good time. And if you like this dumb shit, just wait till we get a divorce on stage. That'll be fun. But it's August 1st, and I think you have to buy tickets by tables, so it's like 2 or 4 or something, or 2 or 3 or something like that. Only because of COVID. So we're trying to be safe, but we also trying to have a good time. So, you know, get your friends together. You can give them the promo code if you're listening or watching or whatever. And please come out because they're selling. And you can wait till the last minute if you want to, but you ain't gonna be able to go. So it's at Virginia Beach Funny Bone. It's enough time for even people out of town to make your trip. Come to Virginia Beach for the weekend.
Yeah, we've already had some people coming out of town.
Yeah.
Let us know that they were coming.
It's his birthday weekend, so.
Oh, it's gonna be super lit.
Okay. Why does he keep saying that?
Oh, it's gonna be so lit.
I think it'll be fun. I think we have, we'll probably have surprise guests and shit going on. Yeah. So it'll be. Yeah, ATWHS is the promo code if you're listening.
I hear that I was reading this article that said that romantic love most often starts out as platonic friendships. And I thought that that was a crock of shit.
Why?
Pretty much because if I'm being honest, I've dated friends. Strangers are much better. I married a stranger.
But we were cool, though, before that.
We weren't friends.
We was cool.
We weren't friends.
But it was platonic.
We weren't friends, though.
But it says platonic, though.
Friendships. It's saying platonic friendships. They're saying that it's you find more people receive more gratitude out of their relationship when it started out as friends. And I'm just not with that. I think it's hard to start out with a person as a friend and date them. Simply because after you finish dating them, mm-hmm. where does that leave the friendship?
Yeah, most of the time it doesn't work. And that's what happened with my last... We were friends for years, for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't. And I've gotten... I mean, now I don't think about it. But right afterwards, I was like, damn, like I can't even talk to him about this.
Yeah, you lose out on a really good friend a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when it's a stranger, it's like, if the shit don't work out, the shit don't work out. I ain't got to see your ass no more. I ain't worried about you.
But what if you formed a really good relationship with that stranger and you become friends?
In the relationship.
Yeah. And then you break up.
Then it's just a regular breakup.
I don't think that makes a difference.
I feel like it does. I feel like strangers or people that you do not know, acquaintances and things of that nature, I feel like that makes for the best relationships. And it's also more fun to discover things. I dated one friend where it was like she knew everything about me and I knew everything about her. And there was no spontaneity in our actions because we knew each other so fucking well. And I think it takes away from different things. And I think is also like a fantasy, not a fantasy, but you know, I think a lot of people think about when you're single, oh, I just want to meet this person walking in the street and we just have something that clicks. That just feels more romantic.
I understand getting to know somebody. Like, that's cool because then you're opened up to their world and it's like, oh, this is a new world for me. I don't even know anything about this world. So it's more you get to learn about each other. And I understand. I can understand that. Especially if you have close friends that are like friends with your family and stuff. Then it's like, damn. They still probably gonna be around, or they can't come around no more. Like it's a weird situation.
I'm not with it. Yeah. How could our marriage be more ideal for you?
If we had a house. That's the only thing I need right now is a house. I mean, we got the kids. I'm happy. I mean, I like you, but I mean, I would like a place to live at this point. I don't ask for much. I'm very simple.
The car ain't good enough.
I want my bed back. I want my... Stop telling people we live in a fucking car. Again. I think people really believe we live in a car right now. No. The market is fucking terrible. No one can find places. It is bad.
The heat is terrible.
The heat is terrible.
And when you homeless, you got to deal with heat.
Okay. But what's bad is that we in a home and then... They air just ain't working right. It's still hot. Love,
lets you know you homeless even more.
I'm about to go to the car, nigga. Like, I'd just rather be in and get a rental if I'm going to do this. But yeah, I get it. Yeah. I don't really have anything. What about you?
I don't know. I just really put that question down for you.
No, you have to answer it, though. Was it more sex?
Okay.
I can't give you an answer, nigga. Is that the answer?
Yeah.
I don't like the way you say it, yeah. Because every time you say it like, yeah, like that, you're thinking about something else.
No, I'm not thinking about anything else. I am comfortable in my marriage.
Okay. comfortable. That's not a good word. Why not? That's not a good word. Like, are you happy in your marriage or are you just comfortable?
Yeah, that shit cool.
What makes you comfortable? What do you like about it?
I ain't stressing.
Okay.
Listen, being a hoe was stressful.
That's a lot to keep up with.
It's... No.
It's not?
Nah,
tell
not
me about
me.
It. Tell me about it. I never got to live my dream out.
That's another show.
Let me into your world.
That's another show.
No. Man. I could be in your world.
That's another show.
All right.
If you had to marry a person in a day, would I make the cut?
In a day?
Like you meet the person that day and you got to marry them that day.
So are we talking about the day that we met? Because absolutely not.
What you mean? I sang to you the day that we met.
Oh, God, you did. You know what? Oh, my God. That shit was actually sexy. And I did not want to tell you that shit then. Oh, my God. I didn't want to tell you that. I was like, nah, this is for business. I'm just going to leave. Because I was also in a relationship. But I was like, God, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to leave. I'm going to go home.
So I would make the cut?
Honestly, after that day, yes, you would have. That day, absolutely. Now, first time we had sex, no. But that specific day, we had a really, really good time. We had fun. I got you drinking liquor straight. No mixed drinks over here now. That was me. We had a good time. It was fun. Look what I brought to your life. New doors I opened up for you.
I think that if I had to meet you in one day and marry you in one day, if we were able to talk for more than 3 hours,
yeah,
then yes. But if it was a quick meeting, then no.
Oh, marry? Okay. But if that was like the only choice, I would do it. But I wouldn't marry you in one day, regardless. Because that's not enough for me.
Nah, you were.
I didn't go into that thinking I needed to continue to be like, this is when I'm settling down. Like, I still had some, you know, some whole shit to get out.
I know, because you had sex with three people. Three.
Great choices, by the way. I just want you to know that. But you're better. You are better. You are better. I'm not even talking about like the sex itself was a great choice. I'm saying like the quality of people were A1, but you are better. And that's not me. I'm not being an asshole. I mean, I love you a lot. I love your snorkels and shit.
Did you ever have sex with somebody while we were dealing with each other?
Oh my God, here we go.
And say, damn, I wish I could have sex with them again.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. No. That's not a lie.
Are you saying that because some people watch the show that might have been part of that three?
No, because I would say something else if they were watching and I cared. No, I'm dead serious. No, none of them was like, oh my God, I have to. Maybe to give them a second chance for them, not for me. Mm. Why? What? You're not gonna see nothing different. I got on glasses.
All right.
What about you? Like, you asking me all these shit like it's an interview, nigga. We talking about each other.
What do you mean?
Did you have sex with somebody? Like, is it someone that you had sex with before that, and you're like, I could have sex with them again? I miss that.
See, those are two different things. I could have sex with them again, and I miss that are two different things. There are people that I had sex with that I was like, yeah, I can have sex with them again. Do I miss it? No, I don't miss it. I don't ever miss pussy.
That's an honest answer. I'll take that. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
So you're talking about like period, or you're talking about while we were together? Because you just answered a different question.
Okay. Fine. Period. Are there any dicks that you wish you could go back to?
Yes. I wouldn't, though. I don't miss it.
Hey, yo, sometimes you can lie.
No, I don't. You didn't lie to me. And I was like, that's an honest answer. I'm not saying that I would be like, oh my God, just give me the opportunity. It's not like that. No, it's not like that. But it was like, I've had good dick before.
Better than me.
No.
Better than me.
No, as passion here. It was no passion. There was no passion. And I appreciate passion more than anything.
We should have some passionless sex.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I don't want to have passionless sex.
I think about them dicks.
No, because I think that sex with you regardless is going to be some kind of passion because you're my husband.
It doesn't have to be.
No, you're my husband. I love you. What do you mean?
It doesn't have to be.
Even the married dick, it's like that sex is passionate because it's I love you. And it feels different because I love you. So I don't care.
I just want you to go get the dick that you always wanted, man.
What are you talking about? So now you and your feelings because you just said the exact same thing to me?
Yes.
I just said I don't miss it. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to. It's not like that. But there are some that I'm like, yeah, that was good dick.
Okay.
How does it work two different ways?
Because it's called a double standard. Get with it.
Like, well, I don't understand. That's not fair because it is completely like everyone feels like. I'm so mean to you, and it is, you know, it is completely different.
Okay. Nothing to do with sex. Shout out to Richard Branson. I can't shout out Richard Branson going to space.
I don't want to shout him out first.
Why not?
Nah, because there's more important people to shout out.
You don't want to go to space?
Nah. Zayla Avant-Garde. Fucking... scholar, National Spelling Bee champ, fucking Guinness Book of World Record holder because she's a fucking basketball star. Oh my God. I wish I had applause right here because she would. I don't know. She deserves all of that. That girl is amazing. Oh my God. So, like, shout out to her. She won the National Script Spelling Bee. She's the first Black American champion.
You ever wish you could trade your kids in for other ones?
Yeah, all the time. What?
Wouldn't that be cool if you could trade your kids in?
Every day they do something that makes me just think, why? Why'd I get two? I mean, it's more kids than that, but you know, the other one's almost done. They are almost done.
Oh, man.
So shout out to her. She is amazing.
No, definitely. Speaking of amazing Black women, this is kind of a Black woman. Naomi Osaka's Barbie doll sells out within hours of release.
You are not going to do that. You are absolutely not going to fucking do that.
Do what?
She is Black.
Half.
Baby, are you kidding me right now?
I can't say that?
No.
So what about her Asian people?
The world sees her as a Black. You can't say kind of a Black woman. She's still Asian, but she is a Black woman. She's not kind of a Black woman.
I
want to
see her
woman.
As an Asian woman. And you can't do anything about it.
Are you trying, baby? We don't have enough listeners. Are you fucking sick? You gotta edit the fuck out of it. What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God. She is a Black woman.
She's a Black woman.
She is a Black woman, and she has a whole fucking Barbie doll. And that is amazing.
That's a Black Barbie
doll,
too.
I don't know what she's gonna buy you out of, but I hope she buy you out of something.
What you mean?
With all her money and her medals. I don't give a fuck. Oh my God, I don't know you. I cannot believe you disrespected her like that.
Wait, that's not disrespect.
You said kind of a Black woman.
That's disrespect?
Please keep going.
That's all I got.
I can't do this with you. I am not here.
That's all I got. It was time for
Mute my mic. So, for the whole episode, just look like you talking to yourself.
Listener questions. We're not going to do what we're watching because we didn't watch anything this week.
Damn, no. Just the game. We ain't watch shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We watched one thing. One thing we did watch, the history of sitcoms.
We didn't even watch the whole episode, did we?
We did. We watched the whole episode, and we didn't finish the second one, but we watched it.
Oh, okay. History of sitcoms.
Yeah, that was... It's another CNN documentary when we've been on those, because they did the history of late night before, and we watched that one. But I'm excited about that. I mean, I was a comedy, so of course I fucking love it. But we learned a lot of different things. Like, watching these makes me... Like, there's shows that I know about, but I don't know how... they originated or different things like that. And I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I like it. Shit like that.
You're right. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. That was it, though, right?
I think that's all we watched. Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Wow.
I watched Luca.
We watched Luca. I watched Luca.
Oh, you was there? I didn't remember. I'm sorry.
I'm always here. We don't have a house.
Luca was good. It wasn't as good as Mama Coco.
Coco. Oh, shit. We got to go watch Coco in Town Center.
We don't.
You don't want to cry in front of the kids?
Nah,
that's outside of our house?
I don't want to. No. I don't want to be around those people I don't know.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it.
All right. This is a long one. So this will be the only question that we do.
Okay.
Rank your top three nastiest and your top three best sex performances ever.
What does that mean?
I'll try. Top three nastiest times that I had sex were...
First of all, you just giggled before you said it, and I know it wasn't with me, so go ahead.
And these are the best ones as well. First time I had my nipples licked. Mm-hmm. First foursome. And...
Are you ranking them right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
The first time a pinky entered my butt while getting my nipple sucked.
You sound like you didn't want to tell me that one.
That one was
interesting.
Yeah.
It got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Why you lean back?
Because I'm very interested.
You put your arm around me.
Go ahead.
Two threesomes.
At the same time?
No, two different ones. So that's one and two.
Okay. Why are they nasty?
Because they were in threesomes.
Oh, okay.
And they was nasty. And one of them, we used toys. It was all girls. And then there was a girl, guy, girl one.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I think it's not... It wasn't nasty... But it was fucking, it was great when you brought the platter.
When I ate the pussy on a platter.
And this nigga really brought a platter. He had fruit. And he laid my ass on a platter. And that was
and
great.
Ate the pussy.
And that was great. That was great.
That was
you
great.
You forgot about that.
I did.
I know, but no, I didn't.
That was great.
I didn't.
That was great. I'd do it again. That was the best pussy eating experience I ever had.
That was fun. I appreciated that so much. I like that. So, yeah.
That was right after a wedding too.
So we gotta turn back time.
You gotta do something else for this wedding.
Yeah,
man.
You gotta think of something else clever.
Yeah, man.
Because that was clever as fuck too. That's why I appreciated it so much. But then I was like, it's all so good. Wow, that is. I like that smart fucking smart vagina eating. I like it.
Oh man, where do our threesomes rank in the threesomes that you've had?
That I have had
mm-hmm.
our threesomes.
Mm-hmm. Damn, son, your face, B.
But they ain't been the top of the top. I'm sure they weren't top of the top for you. I mean, we had one that was good, but like, I don't know about top of the, like, I don't know.
So ours is at the bottom.
They're closer to the bottom. I mean, I could try them again. Well, I also knew those people better. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Where are these people at?
It doesn't matter.
I probably see them in everyday life.
We don't see anyone every day. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. No. But, I mean, I'm just saying I knew them better than just, yo, let's come. Well, we knew. Well, one, we did know. But, I mean, yeah. I don't know why. I don't know.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. Maybe we just weren't like as free as we would be if we just like had a hotel and was just like, let's go. And they all started kind of awkward. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't It was like, they were all kind of awkward.
I just wish I knew you before.
But no, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know how you have conversations beforehand and stuff? Like, it just felt awkward. Like, it was uneasy. Like, okay, we know what we came here to do, but it's like, all right, let's get, like, it just didn't flow. You know what I mean? Like, once we were in it, they flowed, but, like, getting them to start didn't flow.
I get that.
And, like, if, even if it was just, like, we are just having fun and we are drinking, laughing, doing whatever, then, like, something, like, that's, that feels like a flow to me. But when it's like, all right, so, who's gonna go, like, that's weird. You know?
I get it.
Okay, so it's not completely weird. Stop making me seem like I'm just a completely different person. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Those two statements are separate.
But I'm saying, I know what you're talking about, but you were a completely different person. But that's what I'm, no, I have mad kids and we don't go out and do shit as much as we could before that. So, yeah, we just got to go somewhere. We got to do something, but they just didn't flow to me.
You want
to
pick somebody up at the wedding?
You cannot say that. That sounds very T.I. and Tiny.
No.
I'm not doing it.
I didn't say,
you.
Do you want to drug somebody?
I'm not. Then bring them to that's the house crazy.
And tell them that they have to.
I'm not doing that with any of her friends. That's not nice.
Why not? That's not nice.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
You don't know how to. We don't know how to. You don't know what people are into.
That's the fun part. You find out.
I can't pick somebody up at the wedding. You could be fucking somebody, mama, cousin.
Even better.
No, I'm not doing
now
that.
That's
somebody
story.
That you have to see. That's somebody you have
to see. I ain't gonna fuck nobody, mama, that I'm gonna have to see.
I'm talking about we gotta see the friend.
So?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I don't
see. You don't be down for the game.
No, I see. All right. It's just hard to find people that even, and people are scared. People are like, what the fuck is this? When in actuality, it's a lot of people that live the same lifestyle. But it's, you don't know how to ask people that.
True.
And be like, no, nobody's gonna catch feelings. We just trying to fuck.
Oh, I do want to say this. We found the sex party going down in the area. And I want to say that because people always ask, well, how do y'all find your threesomes?
But we haven't been to it yet.
So we don't know how good or bad it's going to be. But we're going to go. We're going to bring back a report.
A story. Oh, my God. Whatever. I got to go get my nails done.
You do. Yes. All right. So with that being said.
Wait. Also, I love y'all. And I just want to give y'all the promo code again for discount tickets for the live show August 1st at Virginia Beach Funny Bone. It's at 7 o'clock. Tickets are on vbfunnybone.com or on our Instagram. We have the link in our bio, and the promo code is ATWHS. So
yes, keep buying those tickets, man. We see y'all out
there. Yeah, yes, and the shares and all that stuff. Thank y'all. Shout out to all deaf women.
All deaf women, definitely.
If y'all not following them, it's all deaf, but it's all women, and it's dope. So shout out to them. And go ahead.
That being said, and then we had sex, and so should you. Thanks for listening.
This has been an On Ear Network production.